I'm smiling because I'm thinking about how we've forged a really nice relationship with our next guest. Once upon a time.
Yeah, usually when we beat down on people, they usually just don't like us. But when this next guest predicted that the Cardinals would lose, was it 10 games in a row?
Yes.
And then the next year predicted they'd win the Super Bowl. It wasn't really close on either one.
He still likes us, and we still like him.
Exactly.
It's nice. That's why I'm smiling. I'm looking forward to having...
make stupid predictions all the time,
too. Oh, my gosh.
Too.
We say some of the dumbest stuff in the world.
Every day.
Yeah, it's
every single day.
It's just evidence that we can all move on and forgive and forget and still be friends at the end of the day. Greg Bedard, owner and editor of the Boston Sports Journal, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Good to hear from you again, Greg. How are you?
Friend of years, friend of tears. How are we doing?
We're doing very well. Life treating you well there in Boston at the Boston Sports Journal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, look, the Red Sox stink. The Celtics are playing nobody in the first round. The Bruins are locked into a pretty good duel in against the Maple Leafs. And the Patriots are the reigning Super Bowl champs and apparently are going to are going to be auditioning people, I think, from the stands to play wide receiver for them this year to up the degree of difficulty. So, yeah, it's all good.
I got a kick out of Chris Sale the other day after he got slaughtered by the Yankees, man. I'm embarrassed for my family. I'm embarrassed for myself, my team. I mean, he looked like he was about to cry when he was speaking to the media after the game.
That's exactly what you want to hear about 2 weeks after the team gives him a $135 million contract. I mean, that's just the way you draw it up if you're the Red Sox. I mean, he's been terrible. I mean, at least he admits it.
Yeah, at least he does that. All right, so an article you wrote caught our attention. We talked about it yesterday, and we thought, let's give Greg a call and get him on about this. You polled five NFL executives about Rosen's draft evaluations and where he would fit into this year's draft. And the consensus that was reached among those five was, as you write, quote, "It would be just like the Patriots to make this deal, and it would not go over well across the league," close quote. What did you find out about what the league thought about the Patriots possibly acquiring Josh Rosen?
Well, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of background with Rosen. I mean, considering, you know, the Patriots weren't going to draft him last year, and, you know, the Cardinals stunk, so it's not like I watched them a lot last year. So, you know, I dove into the film and talked to some people around the league, and basically, you know, the consensus, I asked them, I said, if he was coming out this year, where would he be viewed in this class? And they said, it's 1A or 1B, depending on what kind of scheme you run with Kyler Murray, that, you know, his throwing ability, you know, his ability to operate from the pocket is, you know, as good as, I think one guy said, you know, he's basically the best since, in that regard, in terms of just purely throwing the football, the best that he's evaluated since Drew Brees. And so, you know, and he's held in high esteem. I mean, the question with him has always been, you know, does he have, you know, you guys know as well as anybody that, you know, when it comes to that position, being a franchise quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know, it's all about the things that you can't measure, the intangibles, what kind of leaders are they, how do they operate in crunch time, how do they operate under pressure. There are still a lot of lingering doubts in that area, but almost all of them, you know, when it came time, you know, considering that the Cardinals have already paid his signing bonus, you don't have to worry about any of that. And if you can get him for a late first, a second, third, whatever the market is for him, then you should absolutely do it. And if you can develop him and sit him behind a guy like Brady for a couple of years, all the better.
Yeah, I don't know that there's this love fest with the players in that locker room for Josh Rosen. I mean, the media makes it out to be that way sometime, but my understanding is it's much different than that. There are a lot of players that would like to see a switch at quarterback and like to see them get Kyler Murray. The biggest thing for me, and I do believe based on not reading anything, but my conversations with people, that the Patriots do have interest in Rosen and that they would like to try to acquire him if he's available. But how, again, you've been down this road with Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, are they going to trade for a quarterback that's not going to play for 2 or 3 years? I mean, the biggest question is Brady. I mean, if you knew he was going to be out in one more year, okay, then it makes sense. But if he's going to play 2 more years, does it make sense to trade for Josh Rosen?
I mean, I think it just does from the financials because, you know, look, you still have 3 years of control plus the fifth year option, and then you could franchise him. And, you know, let's say Brady stays true to his word. He plays till 45. You know, he'll be 42 this year. So that's 3 years. You still have the fifth year option on Rosen. I mean, you know, it's definitely the timing is uneven, but you know, at least it's in the ballpark. But the other part of this is, and I've reported on this earlier, is that, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody, you know, who knows what they're talking about in the Patriots organization earlier in the offseason. We were talking about something else. And you know, I brought up Brady's contract extension, and that hasn't been done yet. And, you know, they figure it'll be done, like they have to wait till August. But, you know, they brought up almost unsolicited that, you know, they could see, they would not be surprised if Brady won a Super Bowl this year, that he could walk away, that it would be, you know, his seventh, he'd be clear, you know, two from Charles Haley. They would break the deadlock with the Steelers for the most in the franchise. He would be ahead of Michael Jordan in terms of all professional athletes. So I think if that's the consensus of the Patriots organization, that they're now in a year-to-year thing, and I've heard that from people going on a couple years now, then I think a guy like Rosen does make sense. And at the worst, I mean, you know, you trade him again like Garoppolo. But I think they need to get the next guy ready. And if you can get a top-10 talent now for, you know,
for
whatever you're going to pay them, not have to pay the signing bonus, then it makes a lot of sense.
For what, though? What would they give up? Would they give up their first-round pick?
I think they would give up 32 for him, I think. I mean, they would try to drive a hard bargain and maybe for a second, and or maybe, you know, they have, I think, two or three thirds, maybe, you know, two of the third. But I think late first, maybe a second-round pick, maybe a second-round pick plus a future something else. I think that would be fair. And if you're, you know, if the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray number one, everybody's going to know the deal. I mean, they're not, I mean, they could keep him. I mean, that would actually be the smart thing. Do sort of like a Patrick Mahomes type thing where, you know, maybe you let Rosen play for a year or half a year, and then you get Murray ready and take over. And then you can deal Rosen maybe with a little bit more tape. Maybe it looks better under Kingsbury that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he's a better prospect, and maybe you do get a mid-first-round pick.
Greg Bedard, our guest, the owner and editor of the Boston Sports Journal here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, rooted there in Boston, covering all Boston sports. The question that I have for you is, if Belichick is interested in you, and I don't want to get cheesy here on this, but it seems to me if I'm Josh Rosen and I hear that, hey, Belichick might want you to be the guy who replaces Tom Brady, I got to think that the idea of being a backup somewhere, if you're going to go be a backup anywhere, there's some appeal to that, right? Given all the history and how good Belichick is at evaluating talent, if he's into you, that might be something you would be into if you were Josh Rosen, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. And from what I've learned about, you know, Rosen from talking to people, you know, at least in terms of makeup and his intelligence and things like that, he reminds me of another guy that I covered, Aaron Rodgers, that, you know, personality wise, you know, maybe not the biggest hanger out guy in the locker room or with beers with the guy, likes to be challenged, that if he doesn't think the coaches challenge him enough, then, you know, he sort of, you know, tunes them out, that sort of thing. You know, if all those things are true, I mean, it would almost sort of answer the question, what if Aaron Rodgers was coached by Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels? How many Super Bowl titles would he have? I mean, I think if you're Rosen and you do want to be the best and you want to be challenged, then, yeah, sitting behind Brady and learning from these guys is the place to be. But, you know, if you think you know it all and can win anywhere, I don't know. It's a tough place to play. I mean, you know, you got to be willing to take hard coaching. Will he do that? I think so, but, you know, we'll have to see.
Greg, good stuff as always. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. And if something happens a week from now or sometime after that, we would love to have you back on again.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, guys.